This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to Bad Examples.
Woo!
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So you might ask yourself now, what makes Tracy and I experts? Well, they say to be an expert in something, first you have to fail. And guess what? Tracy and I have failed in relationships, romantic ones, friendships, and now we are, can I get a drum roll?
30.
Damn. Tracy has been married for 5 years, and she has 3 kids under 3. I was just married last year, and we have a lot to say on these topics. And as usual, your favorite Jersey girls are here to bring you real talk with no filter.
Like zero filter, okay? So you've been warned. We are also super excited to have a few interesting guests, celebrity guests, if you will, reality stars or just people of their own talent and nature, come in, and we want to grill them on their love life and other juicy details. So one thing we do want to do, we want to make this a little bit different than other podcasts. We want it to be like super interactive with you guys. So we're relying on you to hit us with your toughest questions. Obviously, I'm already drunk. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we're going to use our social media to connect with you guys and make sure that you're following me and Jessica, which is Tracy DeMarco Epps and Jess Hottie for all DM purposes.
Tracy, take a sip of your wine so they believe you.
Okay, no, seriously. But I want to make a vow right now that we drink wine with every podcast we film. So
okay,
today we have chose a nice white Sauvignon Blanc. And we will inform you.
Cheers.
Cheers, bitch.
Mmm. Delicious.
Okay, that was good. I just want to like ask you really quick about Jess Hottie. Is it weird for you when people ask you like Hottie is such like a 1993.
It's horrible. I know.
And I love you and you're adorable, but maybe like not just Hottie. Like you may be like Grandma Hottie one day. Like yep. How do you feel about your grandkids calling you that?
First of all, let me tell you that, you know, I social media wasn't a fucking thing when I made Jess Hottie. My LinkedIn, okay? My LinkedIn where I'm supposed to get jobs is Jess
business.
Hottie, okay?
Oh my God. I mean, I kind of relate because my email, my go-to email is Miss Tracy IIXX. Like it's, and when I have to tell like a business or company, I'm so mortified. I'm like Miss Tracy 2Y's 2X's. Like and then when they find out I'm at AOL, it's even worse. Like
AOL,
it is so bad and I'm mortified, but like I just can't let my past go. I think that's what it is. I'm like holding on to the nostalgia of like making it.
Like I can't change Jess Hottie, but what am I going to do? I'm going to be a grandma one day.
You're going to be not a hottie.
I'm not going to be a hottie. And like,
not a hottie.
Like definitely I'm going to have like kids who are going to be so embarrassed by that one day. It's just, it's inevitable.
I think it's adorable though. I think it's like kind of who you are and I don't really know you as anything else.
Well, my friends have me in their phone as Jess Hottie. Like it can just be awkward when someone you don't know that well is like, I want to follow you. And to actually say Jess Hottie, it's
hysterical.
It's a whole thing.
I'm not mad at it. I just was like, do you think it's weird? Because when I have to give my email out, I find it weird.
So you know what? Actually, I was just reading the other day an article that came out that said parents were picking their children's names based off availability of domain names. Like,
get the hell out of here.
So I know your kids all have their own social media accounts. Like bitch. Even your 6-month-old has like an account.
God.
Like what's the game plan there? Right. I'm just wondering as a parent, like do you plan on saying like one day to your oldest Skylar, like when she's fucking eight now these days. These kids like want to like post a picture. Are you going to say, here is your account, like you're inheriting this account, or are you going to keep it for like memory purposes and to look back on all their cute outfits, stuff like that? All right.
So I feel like I made the account because I don't think social media is going anywhere. And I feel like Instagram is one of the strongest social media accounts. So I figured if I could build my kids up now, I mean, Skylar's at almost 100,000 followers. So if she can have that, keep it going, then when she is 10 or 13 or however old they're like getting Instagrams now, I mean, I will forever monitor it. I'll have the passwords to everything. It's not her yes. Instagram ever. She could have a private one for her friends, but like this is her business Instagram. And I think I'm trying to instill that one day she's going to be paying for things like her car. Like I'm not paying, buying all three kids that are 3 years apart cars. Like I'm not Bill Gates. I'm not doing it. You guys are going to have to work for your shit. So I feel like if she learns like to not be, I'm not trying to like bred my kid to be a social media influencer, but if she can use that and take advantage of the system, mm-hmm. then like she will kind of be ahead of everyone else. And at 13, if she's making $150 a post, then who's it hurting? She could put it in the bank. Like it's not spending money. It's I have to live on my own one day money and I need money.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to teach my kids early, like work hard and get what you want. And if nowadays working hard is having followers on Instagram, like I'm not going to fight it. There's no fighting it. And my 6 month old has 45,000 followers. That's bad on those people. Like not on me. Like the people who are following a 5 month old is that's their problem.
He's so fucking cute. I don't blame him. Tracy has three kids. Skylar is her oldest.
Mm-hmm. She's three and a half. It's my oldest, which is the funniest thing ever.
And she's a Tracy mini-me, right?
Yeah. No, Skylar is like, I always say she already lived her life. She's lived mm-hmm. another life. She lives somewhere in Boca as like an old Jewish woman, yeah. like Skylar Epstein. Somewhere in Florida. Like she's so beyond her years and so really wise is. And like such a grown up.
Yeah, she
it
is.
It blows me out of the water. So she is my
she's
oldest,
the best big
LOL.
Sister. She really is.
Oh my God, she is. She like wants to love and hug and cuddle yes. her siblings. Like she just wants to be a mom. And she yes. even like last night at bedtime, she was like, Jaden, it is bedtime. I'm like, be a sister, not a mother. Goodbye.
So Jaden is Tracy's beautiful, awesome, handful middle child.
Yeah.
And your she's stereotypical middle child.
Linda Blair. She's my very own Linda Blair. She's the cutest thing, but she was sent here to test the waters on this earth and fuck with me every day. Like
I've seen her in action.
Yeah,
do this.
It's hard.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
And I say all the time, if I wasn't already pregnant with Jules by the time Jada was one, right. I probably wouldn't have gotten pregnant because I was so overwhelmed and I was not ready for Jaden. Yeah.
They're amazing kids. They're so smart. We're going to talk about in future episodes, you know, Tracy as a parent and like why she's such an awesome parent. I can go on about this for hours, but I admire her so much as a parent. Her kids are smart. They're funny. They're talented. They're just like, they're like little humans. And it blows my mind every time that my friend like made these things.
Yeah. It's cool to have kids. I mean like the cool, like because I said so thing is fun, but like to like watch you like take care of these humans and watch them grow and yes. be like little people is the most rewarding.
Like
thing.
It even blows my mind that they remember me. Like when I see them, it's
yeah,
just,
it's
like,
cute. They're like, "Who are you on FaceTime with?" And yeah. I'm like, "Auntie Jess." They're like, "Hi, Jess."
I'm like, "Oh my God, they're little geniuses."
Yeah,
but we're gonna definitely dive in on all that in future episodes because
in one of the last episodes, we'll I think talk about Jules and stuff that goes on with him because everyone is really interested.
Julian is Tracy's youngest, and he is the boy, the heir to the throne.
Yeah, our legacy baby.
He's the legacy,
the only
baby.
One carrying on the name.
Yeah. And Julian is handsome and sweet and funny, but he's also deaf. Mm-hmm. And this is all really new information to Tracy and her family. So they're learning still about it day by day. And
yeah, it's all a learning process. It's been a shock for sure.
Yeah.
I was like not ever prepared for it, but it's not I'm not looking at it as a disadvantage. I'm more looking at it like he's going to take over the world in different ways. So I'm just like having to stay positive and I'm not sad for me. I'm sad for him because I feel like something I did wrong helped him miss out on something, but I have to keep reminding myself that like just give him his best life. So we are going to talk about all of this in upcoming episodes, like one of the last. So you guys have to keep up with us because we're definitely going to dive into like hardcore shit.
It's going to get weird.
Yeah, shit's going to get really weird. Plus, we're drinking, so, like, real shit is going to come
Tracy
out.
Tracy and I talk, and we get on these, like, weird rants, and this is how the podcast kind of started because...
It's
because
we're Scorpios, for sure.
Yeah, we should warn you guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah, we're a little evil. It's just, it's not our fault. It was when we were born.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day and shit.
And, you know, Tracy and I, a lot of our friends come to us for advice about mm-hmm. love and sex. And Tracy's my sex advice god.
And Jess is my life advice
life
god.
Coach. So we want to share, you know, everything we've learned with you guys. And we want you to come to us on social media and ask away.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we connect with you guys because I know that there's questions that you have wanting answers to, but like it's hard to go back and forth on comments on social media and mm-hmm. direct messages. I get like thousands, so I really can't weed out. But we also have an Instagram for this podcast called Bad Examples Podcast. So everybody follow that because that's going to be the one that you're going to direct message to ask us questions. We're going to weed through them, pick like the most, I want to say like, out there questions. Like I want to pick like the ones that like you don't think we're gonna answer. Yeah. I want this to be like your moment to get away and listen to two fucking bad examples talk mm-hmm. about shit that we mm-hmm. don't know if we even should be giving you advice, but like we are because you're here listening, right? So but I want you guys to like really ask us stuff that you want to know, and we're gonna try to be as honest as possible with you. And if we offend you, I'm sorry in advance, but we are the bad examples. And we can only tell you what we know. We're not here trying to be like, we know everything and this is what you're supposed to do. We're just trying to be like, have a lighthearted hour with us and like just fuck it up and let it go and just let it flow and ask us what you want to know. Yeah. And apparently I'm a songwriter because I just rhyme that whole thing.
Let it flow. Ask us what you want to know.
Yeah. Let it go.
It's so good.
It's just me being a mom. So yeah, also we have this friend, his name is Brandon, and he's our,
gay best friend.
Yeah. He's going to be your gay influencer for this, segment when we speak to you. And he has a few words, and I feel like you guys really need to listen to what he has to say. So he's going to be on a few of these episodes. So he will always have his like gay version of
love,
the truth.
Life. Yes. Yeah.
Just like the skewed world of that we're all living in and his advice on it. So
and Brandon desperately needs followers as much as he needs dick, so
why not?
Please follow him.
Okay. And for everyone who knows me and follows me on social media, Brandon is a huge supporter of gray sweatpants. If you know me and my sweatpants addiction of gray sweatpants, you totally get this right now.
That's what a gay best friend does.
Yeah,
they bond over wieners and sweatpants.
So everyone follow him. His name is Brandon, Brandon
Manoukian.
Monokian. So he is going to be like your new gay best friend through social media. So follow him and check him out because we're going to have him give us his guy loves guy advice.
Let's play Brandon's intro now.
Yeah, let's do it.
So you can learn a little more about his gay ass.
Go ahead, Brandon. Take it away.
He is there for us. Now he's there for you. Gay best friend. He'll know what to do. Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
They say diamonds are a girl's best friend, but what good are diamonds if you can't text a picture of them to your favorite homosexual? I'm Brandon Manoukian, and I'm Tracy and Jessica's gay best friend, and now I'm about to be yours too. Send questions to @badexamplespodcast on Instagram, and I'll answer those of you who need the most help in this crazy, stupid disaster of a world. Advice like, should I drink on a Tuesday? Yes. Should I fuck my boss? Probably not. Should I abandon my entire life and go on a spiritual artistic retreat? Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, chiropractor, therapist, or any sort of professional advice giver, but I am drunk on wine, and I'm here for you with whatever you need. I've worked as a writer, actor, made plays and movies, but what I've made most of all in this world is mistakes. And I'm here to let you learn from my mistakes so you don't end up crying alone on the side of a mountain in North Carolina after you shaved your head to cope with life. I've already done that, so you don't have to. I look forward to hearing from you and your questions. And remember, always trust your gay best friend.
Gay best friend, he'll know what to do.
I had no idea that he shaved his head.
Yeah.
That's pretty epic, though. Did he also smash in a car window with an umbrella?
Yes. Brandon is a huge Britney fan, so I feel like, you know, she got her life together after that. Maybe that was his inspiration.
Yeah, press restart. Like, sometimes you just have to shave your fucking head and, like, press restart.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually really good advice. I tell you that sometimes, too, when you're having a bad day. Like,
yeah, no.
Tomorrow is a new day. Sometimes just going to sleep.
Yeah, no, you just have
fixes
to
everything.
End it.
You know how, like, your mom always told you, like, never go to sleep mad?
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I think sometimes you need to go to sleep mad to, like, sleep it
yes,
off.
Yes, yes.
Because sometimes just you can't, like, force an argument to be over yes. either. Like, okay, we talked it out. Let's go to bed now. Like, no, sometimes you need to sleep it off. Be like, I was so stupid and said things that were so fucked up because I was angry. But, like, I woke up now. It's a new day. I'm really sorry for the shit that I just said to you.
I've literally done that where I've woke up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm way less mad. Like, I was really, yeah. Like, I go to sleep going, don't let this go. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I was making a way bigger
because
deal
you see
out of
him
that.
Sleeping and you're like, are you the fucking cutest? Like, I don't want to be mad at you. I'm so sorry for the things I just said and made you almost jump off the fucking Verrazano Bridge, but I love you and please don't hate me. I think it's adorable. You sometimes need to sleep it off.
Yes, I agree. I'm very lucky because my husband isn't a confrontational person. Like, he lets me be that person.
My husband is.
Yeah, and it can be bad because, like, you can go all night. You can,
yeah,
like,
we have fought. I mean, we've gone all night in one way. We've gone all night in other ways. And the one way is way more fun because fighting all night is not as fun.
No.
It's rough. Like, especially two people. He's a Pisces and I'm a Scorpio, so we're supposed to be the most compatible match, but we're also, like, kind of the princesses. Like, he's like a little prince. He was born,
yes,
like, 15 years after his sisters, and I just feel like he almost, like, requires that, like, special attention. Like, he, like, thinks that he's going to be – whatever he does is excused. And it happens. I mean, I was also the only girl, so I was the princess of the family.
Right. This is why you two fighting
isn't
going to be
toxic. We are the only
toxic.
Sex of our family.
Yes.
And it's like the head-to-head, and it happens.
But I've also been in a room with them when they fight, and it's so cute.
It's almost the funniest fight ever. Like, we have been in real shit-deep fights, and Jess is like, you guys are so cute. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm always like, oh, like, their fights are even cute. It's so annoying.
No, we have our moments, but, like, I mean, whatever. I just feel like there's, once you're in a relationship, it's so hard to, like, picture yourself, like, starting over. Like, especially now in these days where people are single and they're going through, like, the struggle. Like, I can't imagine.
Struggle. We're going to also touch on the struggle being single in 2018. Are we in 2018?
Yeah. Well, we have, like, 49 Holy days shit. Left. So it's, like, crazy. Yeah. We have no time. Like, live your life out of 2018 because 2019 is creeping up and
Tracy's,
it is ready to.
Tracy's,
I'm
like, all about
so
the new year.
Ready. New year, new podcast, people. This is going to be a good year.
Oh,
us.
When you hear this, it's going to be a new year.
Yeah.
So new year advice is?
First of all, stop telling people new year, new me. That's the biggest bullshit ever. I don't want to hear that anymore. And if you post it on social media, I'm unfollowing you because it's bullshit. People don't change. You're always the same person. Sometimes you're a escalated version of yourself and a better version, but you are never, it's never a new me. So stop saying that. I just have to address that. It's annoying.
Do New Year's resolutions, are they ever actually a thing? Like, have you honestly, like, ever had, kept one?
No. First
they're
of all,
ridiculous.
Never, I don't make them because I know myself. And I
they're
know
always
I don't keep
so
them.
Far-fetched. Like,
it's like,
oh,
let
for
me
the
go
new
to the,
year, I'm not going to eat a carb. Like, grow
and
up.
I'm going to go to the gym every day. Okay.
Oh, my God. The
it's
gym,
hard enough doing Lent.
The gym in January is always the most packed.
And you know what? It's so funny because I feel like you drive by a gym and there's no spots. People are driving around endlessly. And then all of a sudden February approaches and you're like, look at all these spots at the gym.
Oh, is it? You're the only asshole in there and you're like, all right, I'm over this too.
That's amazing. I would love to say that I go to the gym, but sex is my cardio. So
I know this.
Yeah, I don't really.
I don't have sex with Tracy, but
yeah.
I know.
No, yeah, this is a known fact. Tracy is a very sexual human being. I'm a Scorpio, like, by fault. I'm the center of the Scorpio astrology world and the 14th. So I'm, like, literally in the heart of the shit. And I'm bad and good. And it just comes and goes and you don't know when it's coming.
More bad. I connect with Tracy on this level because I am also an evil Scorpio. It's just something in my blood. I try to explain that to my husband, my friends, my family, like you guys.
I feel like people think we use it as excuses, but
yeah,
I feel
but
like it's
true.
Genuinely like in your genetics. It's how you're like built.
Tracy will tell me things that are like really dramatic things about her. And I'm like, oh my God, that's me. And it's the Scorpio in us. Like,
and
I've
could tell
other
my other friends the same thing. And they don't understand it on that level because they're Cancer, Pisces, like Taurus, Libra. And like they just don't have the same...
Oh, we're going to have...
oh my God, guys, this is so exciting.
We're going to have an expert on astrology. Yeah. In one of our later episodes. So that's going to be something to look forward to.
You guys, there is so much to come on this. Like, I'm so excited. It's 10 episodes. So that's 10 hours of your life you're never going to get back. And you're going to be so thankful for it. It's going to be the most... I want you drinking with us. I want you to sit down and listen to this podcast and like crack open a bottle of wine, maybe some fucking cheese because Jess loves cheese.
Oh my God. What did cheese I say when crackers. I saw you this morning?
When I saw her this morning, she goes, oh my God, thank God you're here with my coffee because I just ripped open a bag of cheese. And I was like, oh my God, thank God I'm here.
I wish I could blame that on being a Scorpio. I think that's just being fat.
It's thick thighs save lives. Listen, the reason that I have the thighs I have, I dedicate it all to pasta. So.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
It happens, but I just feel like you guys are... going to be our best friends in this. Like, you have to come along the ride, and we are drinking, so you are drinking. And if you are sober, then take a glass of water, put it in a wine glass, and feel good about yourself.
Yeah, unless you're driving, of course, and listening.
I mean, we also have a Shotsky, so I want you to be prepared because we have a lot of behind the scenes photos and videos, and we're going to be doing Shotskis, and we have celebrity guests that are going to be calling in. So when I say celebrity, I mean loosely, like reality stars that we idolize, because I mean, reality stars are this world. Like, that's what we have.
Yeah.
We have fun people coming on. We have a comedian, so we could get a guy version of the truth and opinions. And we want you guys to just relate. Like, that's what this is about. This is not about us being advice to you, like advice professionals, because we are the furthest thing. That's why we are bad examples. But we just want you to like open up with us and connect and be like, wow, I feel that exact same way, except for Tracy and Jessica just said it out loud, and I should too. But you will say it, because when you're drinking with us at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh my God, we need tequila for the next one.
Oh, let's do tequila. That's so much fun. I'm a tequila girl. You guys, people who know me know that I'm tequila Tracy. I cannot drink vodka.
Tequila Trey.
I am the most evil human being if I drink vodka. If I see you at a club across the room and you look at me, I'm like, what the fuck is that bitch looking at? Then I drink tequila. I'm like, come on over, take a picture.
Someone should keep like tequila on hand at all times to deal with you. Like, your husband should have a little, like those like mini bottles you keep with your pocket. So when you're on your like rampage of destroying him, he can just give you a shot and like warm you up.
I am the nicest person when I'm drinking tequila. I don't know why. I just like, I feel like everyone has that vice, and I don't smoke. So like, I don't really have any thing that I go to. I barely take Tylenol when I have a headache. Like, I'm like, fight it off. Like, let your body fight it off. I don't take anything. I'm such a, not a negative person, but like a realist, I guess, that like, I just don't want to let pills control me in any way, shape, or form. So I'm all about the tequila. And I know it's like the legal form of pills, I guess, but yeah, drinking is my vice, and we have a good time with it. So why not just take a sip? It's like, sometimes you need to take that edge off.
Yes. Especially before
bed. And I feel like
bed,
you're more honest.
At night.
Yeah, it helps you sleep.
It helps you sleep. It helps you deal with the drama of the day.
Also, in fully supporting of any recovering addicts, we want you guys, if you do not let us influence you, we are, like
bad
I said,
examples.
Bad examples. We should not be, should turn this podcast off. Okay, so I feel like because I'm married, I don't really go out and party anymore. And like once in a while, like I want to say it's once every 2 months, I go out with my friends and drink, as anybody who follows me on Snapchat will know that those are some of my best snaps. I also end up on live on Instagram, which is a super fail because at that point of the night, we are so drunk, and it's usually me and Sammy, and it's a nightmare. But I
and
just
that's your
like,
advice for pretty much everyone, right? Like following, no following, don't do Insta Live when you're
drinking. Don't Insta Live. Oh my God, don't Insta Live. Because you look back on it the next morning and you're like, we were either really funny or like the most embarrassing human beings to walk this planet. So I just feel like, I don't know, I don't remember what it's like to be a single girl, because even though I was there and I like lived, believe me, I lived that life, things that we can't even talk about. I don't like know what like it's like anymore. I don't know what that world is. And I'm totally like blown away by like the single people in this world.
So I have some young, cool friends, which I know is weird. I'm like,
yeah, because we're so old.
They think I'm so weird. They don't tell me it to my face, but like I see when I say things, they're like, But it is another world being because single today.
Because it's not like dates anymore. Like, we're not going to the movies and like walking around the park. It's like, hi, DM me and I'll see if I like you. Like, it's very odd to me.
And
I don't know if
so
I could survive
it. Disposable because men, you know, if you're not around or not available or not willing to sleep with them, guess what they can do? They just go on
swipe
their app,
right.
They swipe right, and they're on to the next one. And it's like, you know, it's so fast. So that's another thing that we're going to be talking
about.
Blows
my mind.
We're going to have some single friends on the show that tell us what it's like and how to beat the system, because the system is corrupt AF right now.
Like, yeah, no, it's like the government. It's single life is like the government.
It's skewed for the man, really.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I hate
skewed.
Saying that because I feel like such a feminist, but it's so true, because like the second we step out, like a girl of any like relation steps out, whether you're dating, talking, just sleeping together or married, like you are such a hoe. And it's like that is just never it's never going to change. Like it's something, it's like a stereotype that you cannot break.
You
and
can't
it's
escape
the,
it.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't end. And like, no matter how progressive we are in this world, like it's always going to be that. Like men will be like, well, that he's just being a guy. Like that's, and I'm just like, come on. Like when is that excuse going to expire?
Yeah.
It's enough.
It's men use it to like keep their spot on top. But I hate to tell you, we're slowly climbing.
First of
behind.
All, if we have a vagina, we're always on top.
Yeah.
On top, literally and figuratively, because we own the vagina. We own the rules. We make the rules. We create them. We break them. It's how it works. Like they could think for all, and it's better that they think that they're in charge, because then it's like a false sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like we're still making the rules. Like the girlfriends are always the one that's like, you can or cannot go out. The girlfriends are always like, you will or you will not put this in me. Like it's her rules. Like it's so messed up. But like that's also like the double stereotype that we have against
Tracy,
us.
Okay, Tracy, how about this? So like when you're single,
okay,
it's like a constant race for that, like, okay, yeah, pussy is power, but
it is, though. I hate to say it.
No, it definitely is. But when you're single, it's not as powerful because there's multiple. I hate the word. Can we say
it? Can we like come up with like a fun word to not say that word? It's so aggressive.
It's so aggressive.
Let's call it like, what's a fun word?
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Like if I'm going to give you some cotton candy, then I want you to appreciate the cotton candy and like not go to every festival looking for a bag of cotton candy.
But there's a shift when you get into a relationship, you know, from a girl dating a girl, like being with a man that you're both single and he won't commit. And then once he commits, like something changes. Like he appreciates your cotton candy more.
I mean, it's always sweeter.
It's always sweeter. Yeah. So like, but to get him to commit is always the
it's like
the
roller coaster.
It's the roller coaster. And again, like it wasn't easy for us 10 years ago. It's just gotten worse.
I feel like it's gotten harder, which is why I'm
for
thankful
sure.
that I'm in a relationship. Like I feel like I don't know if I could handle the real world out there being single.
Yeah.
And also I have 3 kids. So like, I mean, I'm not at all calling them baggage, but at some point, like I have baggage, like I have a lot going on, and like you would never survive. Like it's literally survival of the fittest out there. And I'm not fit and I'm not surviving, clearly. So that's why I'm like thankful for the relationship I do have.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. I mean, like even to let a guy go out there, like even if I sent Corey out into this world, like I feel like he'd come back and be like, bro, I don't even know.
My husband would definitely say that. Like even for his bachelor party, he was like, Jess, I was so awkward. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to start a conversation with a girl.
Corey, oh my God, Corey's bachelor party was in Vegas. It was in AC. Mine was in Vegas. And he said there were girls like coming to the table. And he was like pawning them off to his guy friends. And he was like, is this weird? I feel like they're a pimp. And I'm like, that's exactly what you're being. You're being the madam of this bachelorette party.
Yeah, he's the wingman.
The ultimate wingman.
Yeah.
And like girls were like after him. And like first of all, they do not care about a ring. They
no.
do not care.
No, in fact,
the
they
ring,
do care that it's the ring's
the ring
bedazzling.
Is like... It
draws them in.
It's like a moth to a flame.
Yes.
I almost wish my husband would not wear his wedding ring when he went out, because I feel like the wedding ring almost signifies like I'm a challenge.
My husband says that all the time. Yeah, he says it all the time. He's like, this is like, he goes, you know, I don't get guys who don't wear their rings. I love wearing my ring. I get more attention wearing it.
I don't blame him. It's like, it's a competition. Everything in this world is a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just who can survive and live it out.
I dare you to try to take Tracy's man.
Oh my God.
I've seen Tracy call girls. Like, she gets crazy. Like,
I mean,
I'll just be sitting on your front steps when you leave the house to go to work in the morning.
Like, it is so funny because I'm the least jealous person. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. Like, I was never the girl.
No, but if you straight disrespect, if you know of your existence, like, that's
like, when... there have been girls, like, I have Corey's Instagram password.
Yeah.
And he has mine.
Swallow that one.
Yeah. Just because it's just too. Feel comfortable. I don't know what it is. It's just to feel comfortable. And I just feel like if I log on and I see a girl in his DMs, like, I'll answer and be like, have you met my wife? And that's all I need to say, because either she should be scared or just delete your fucking comment, because what you just said, sliding into my husband's DMs, is probably the worst thing you could do. The worst. And I'm not jealous and I'm not insecure. I'm super secure, which is the problem. And I wish I had more jealousy in me, because I wish I could. Like, when he goes to his friend's house, I never question him and that type of thing. But, like, I want girls to know to have fear, because they girls these days are such hoes and they don't give up. It's the challenge.
But again, it goes back to, like, this world of social media that exists. It's just an uphill battle. It's just like,
and I, like, can't wait to address all these things on all coming episodes. Yes. It's going to be so much fun, you guys. I want you to be like, I'm thinking that exact same thing that they're saying right at this moment, and, like, just engage with us.
Also, I have a request. When you write to us and ask questions, can you start it like a dear Tracy, Jessica.
Dear diary.
Dear diary. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, make it personal. Kind of like Andy Cohen's, when you call in and you pick a person to talk to, like, ask us personal questions. Like, you want to know something from Jessica about her new marriage and what it's like and how the wedding was planned and all that stuff. Like, ask her. You want to know stuff about kids.
Yo, wedding planning, I'm your girl. I fucked up every step of wedding planning.
I thought it was beautiful.
I could...
You would never know, Jess.
Oh my God. I did everything wrong. And, like, my friends that get married now, even people I don't know that well, they get engaged, I always message them. I'm like, hey girl, if you need help, I got your back. Like,
Jessica's really good at advice. So I want to say that even as much as bad examples as we're going to be for you, at some point you're going to gain something from this. You're going to take something away and be like, I totally get them on this level. And even if it's like 30 seconds of this 30 to 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it may be, you are going to walk away and be like, I feel like I grew from this. So
yeah, we actually,
like, we're like going to be your new besties.
I think another Scorpio trait is we're really good friends. We're loyal. We're honest. So we're always going to be honest with you, and we're always going to be there for you. So
we're not going to sugarcoat anything. Yeah, so don't think we're going to lie. If we don't want to answer your question, we're not going to pick your question. That's how it's going to be. If you direct message us or direct message Bad Examples Podcast, when we read it and we're like, I feel like that's super inappropriate, we're not going to go there. But we also want the inappropriate questions. It's just the level of stuff that we can tolerate for people who are listening. And, like, prereq, like, if you are under 18 and have a very strict parent, or if you are one of our parents, please do not fucking listen to this.
God,
like,
mom, stop. Please turn it off. I know. Yeah.
Mom, I know you love me and you want to support me, but, like, get the fuck off this podcast, please, because I love you and I don't want you to judge me.
So when I got my dog Beetlejuice, I didn't tell my parents because I knew they'd be pissed. I got a dog.
No way.
And I tweeted a picture of him. And of course, I get a phone call like an hour later. And I'm like, Mom, are you on Twitter? Like, I had no idea. Like, she was stalking my Twitter, which makes me uncomfortable.
Moms never stop.
And
Twitter, I get
it. I was writing, like, insane shit. And my mom just, like, it's like reading my diary.
Listen, we have seen insane shit be written on Twitter. Like, we're not going to go into it, but we know a mutual person who I definitely want to securely say that they do not think that anybody else can see.
Let's talk about it.
Can we just discuss it? Because it's very uncomfortable for me.
We know this person. Do you realize that when you like something on Twitter, that it goes on the timeline, like, other people can see it?
Example, this is not an example, but, like, if you like a porn star fucking a goat, we can see that. Like, do you understand that we can see that, and we do not look at you the same way? So people that we know who I can't say their names, but I'm dying to, like, stop liking weird porn shit, because it freaks me and Jessica out, and we like can't stop.
And if it freaks us out,
imagine the followers that you freak out.
It freaks out everybody. And guess what? If you're in a relationship, it's just probably not a good look to want to smash a goat. Like,
yeah, I feel really bad for your significant other. I can't say if it's a guy or a girl, but, like, I do feel bad for your significant other every time I see a picture of you liking feet. I
believe you went there.
I can't, because I can't. I need it to, like, I want this person to listen to this and be like, wow, maybe she's talking about me. And if you think I am, either that's guilt or we are talking about you, because it's super uncomfortable for me. And I wish I never saw it. I wish I didn't know this person as that way.
Is this what happens when, like, you hit a certain age and you should just, like, not be on social media anymore?
I think that's why, like, social media is for the youngs, because the yeah. olds should not. Wait. I don't think they know the rules.
All right, so recently I logged into, this is now me being an old person, I logged into my friend's Snapchat because I wanted to see the guy she's been talking to, his snaps, because they're supposedly so cute. So I fucking log in. I go to replay the video, but instead I took a selfie of my chin and sent it to him. Like,
oh my God.
So he saw like a stranger, like he got a stranger response, and she had to explain that away. And I felt so bad and I wanted to die. But it's an example of like, maybe
it's a
like,
bad example.
It's a bad example. But you know, if you got a foot fetish, that's lit. That's fine. Like,
just, no, do you, but do just you. Please don't like foot fetish things so that the rest of us know about your foot fetish.
Yeah, and especially like weird foot fetishes of like girls with like three toes or like.
Yeah, I want to move past this because I'm having visions and it's hurting my eyes. I want you guys to stay tuned, and this is going to be the most fucked up hour of your life, and you're going to love every moment of it. So, all right, guys, I had so much fun today, and if this is anything of what you think is coming, like, this is nothing. And I just want you guys to like really get that this is the beginning of like a long friendship and relationship we're gonna have with you. So I just want to thank Dimly Wit for having us on their network. You can visit us at dimlywit.com to hear more great shows like Stand By and Dress for the Podcast You Want. I also want you guys to subscribe and rate us as a 10.
Is it? I don't know if it's a 1 to 10 system.
Okay, just share it with a friend, and just keep loving us.
We love you.
We love you guys so much.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday, so see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.